Who do you want to watch?
I don't know.
In many households, it's a common debate, or sometimes argument, what to watch.
You have the controller.
It can be a tough decision for sisters Alexis and Sabrina Bush, especially as they already have thousands of shows available through Netflix, Amazon Prime Video, and Hulu.
There's a lot of different things you could watch on TV, so that makes it really hard to choose one. And there's also a bunch of different, like, Hulu and Netflix video, so it's, like, really hard to choose.
My older sister likes grown-up movies, and my younger sister likes two-year-old movies. I like my older sister's like grown-up movies.
And that's the same actress that's in Descendants, right?
It'll be another monthly fee, but their mum, Andrea, is signing up for Disney Plus. The company is removing its movies from other streaming sites, so Disney Plus will be the only way to continue watching that content.
Yes, it is an extra expense, but I think Disney is very smart because we need it. If Disney is only going to stream on there, we'll have to have it because our kids love Disney.
They said you were coming.
Disney has positioned its pricing much lower than Netflix, $6.99 a month compared to Netflix $8.99 basic plan and almost half its $12.99 standard plan. And it's opening up its vault, making available all of the Disney, Pixar, Star Wars and Marvel movies in its enormous back catalogue. And by expanding existing franchises with new series, seasons and spin-offs, it allows it to introduce classic stories to younger viewers, while also appealing to adults who want to see the latest twist on their old favourites. Paul Hardart is the programme director for Entertainment, Media and Technology at New York University's Stern Business School.
Disney is multi-generational, so they just had a new live-action Lion King. A lot of people grew up seeing the animated version of it. Then they saw it on Broadway, and then they're going to introduce their children to it. So these stories are they're brands that they can sell across generations. And if you can do that effectively, that can be incredibly valuable.
The nostalgia factor can be a big draw. The Lion King live-action remake made almost $1.7 billion at the box office, 25 years after the original's release.
You know, Disney is going to want to have a narrative of a lot of subscribers out of the gate, and so they're going to do everything, even if it's running at a loss for several years, to get that subscriber base with the thought that eventually it will become a habit like it has with Netflix, and they'll be able to transfer them onto a more vibrant and robust paying scheme.
But it's up against tough competition from Netflix. Paul Hardart estimates nearly all his students are signed up to Netflix, and they're just some of the 164 million worldwide subscribers. Netflix is also spending big on original content, $15 billion this year alone. That's 15 times more than Disney+. Disney does, however, own Hulu, so that's one less streaming service to compete with. But Apple TV Plus has just launched, and HBO Max will go online next year.
The Force will be with you.
The battle for eyeballs in the growing streaming war is intensifying. For the Beijing Hour, I'm Nick Harper in New York.